This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, October 4th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Dock workers suspend strike. ADM shuts down carbon injection well, and House Oversight seeks info on alcohol studies. Port strike ends as two sides tentatively agree on wages. East Coast dock workers agreed to end their two-day strike after coming to a tentative agreement on wages with the United States Maritime Alliance, the International Longshoremen's Association, and USMX in a joint statement yesterday. The Wall Street Journal, which first reported the news of the agreement, said the breakthrough came when USMX offered a 62% wage increase over 6 years. The employers group had made a 50% offer earlier. The two sides have extended their current contract and will keep negotiating until January 15th to finalize a new one. They still have to come to an agreement on difficult issues such as automation and container royalties. ADM halts carbon injections at its Decatur site. EPA said ADM has shut down a carbon injection well after detecting a suspected leak at another monitoring well at its carbon sequestration site in Decatur, Illinois. On September 27th, ADM told EPA it had, quote, a proactive measure temporarily stopping injections at its carbon sequestration project in Decatur, the agency said. EPA issued a proposed enforcement order September 19th, directing ADM to conduct the additional testing due to, quote, alleged violations related to holes in other monitoring well at the site. ADM said it had received preliminary data showing, quote, potential brine salty water movement between different formations at a depth of approximately 5,000 feet. There is no impact to the surface or groundwater sources, nor any threat to public health. House Oversight Committee re-ups calls for information on DGAs and alcohol studies. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, has issued subpoenas to USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services as part of an investigation into the development of the next dietary guidelines for Americans and recommendations on alcohol consumption. A letter signed by Representative James Comer of Kentucky said HHS exerted improper authority with a 2022 request for the Interagency Coordinating Committee on the Prevention of Underage Drinking to study alcohol intake and health to inform the DGAs. In the subpoena, lawmakers noted that ICCPUD is not beholden to Federal Advisory Committee Act requirements on information sharing. The committee is concerned HHS is attempting to duplicate and potentially undermine a congressionally mandated study on the impact of alcohol intake on health. The study, carried out by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, is intended to inform the 2025 DGAs and was mandated in 2023's congressional appropriations. While both studies address alcohol intake and health, there are key differences, including the methods used and the types of outcomes examined, according to USDA. The committee wants to determine if legislation is necessary to address federal agencies' authority to alter the responsibilities and topics of an interagency federal advisory committee. This latest letter re-ups an April subpoena by the committee, which Comer says USDA and HHS have not fully complied with. USDA has provided nearly 400 pages of documents, but many of these were already available online and are largely unrelated to the committee's request, according to the latest subpoena. USDA is aware of the committee's subpoena and will respond accordingly, an agency spokesperson said in an email. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bonnie, Helene left enormous ag impacts. Robert Bonney, USDA's Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says Hurricane Helene has done severe damage to poultry houses, cotton crops, pecan orchards, and most other commodities in its path. Bonney, speaking on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, says there are many impacts outside the cone of the storm, including damage to infrastructure, center irrigation pivots, and ag equipment that may not be insured. He said farms with $7 billion in crop insurance coverage were in the storm's path. By the way, Bonney says the 2022 disaster aid package from Congress shortchanged farmers because it only provided $3.7 billion for over $10 billion in damage. USDA has come under heavy criticism for the way it prorated the aid. Bonney says USDA had to make decisions about who received the financial support. Congressional appropriators are likely to give USDA more direction in how to allocate aid for Helene losses, assuming an aid package materializes. You can hear more from Peter Friedman with the Ag Transportation Coalition and Danny Munch from the American Farm Bureau Federation about the agricultural impacts from the dock worker strike on this week's Newsmaker episode. Warren goes after deer on right to repair. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is accusing farm equipment manufacturer John Deere of potential Clean Air Act violations, alleging the company, quote, continues to intentionally omit information about repair rights from its manuals. In a letter to John Deere CEO John May, Warren also criticized a software tool aimed at increasing farmers' ability to diagnose and fix equipment on their own. Deere declined to comment on Warren's letter. Bill would require FSA to set up pre-approval loan process for new and young farmers. Three Senate Agriculture Committee members have introduced a bill to help new and young farmers get access to capital. Legislation backed by Senators Peter Welch of Vermont, John Hovind of North Dakota, Tina Welch of Minnesota, they would direct the Farm Service Agency to create a pilot program to establish pre-approval process for FSA direct ownership loans. Having a pre-approved FSA loan will enable farmers, including young and beginning producers, to act quickly when farmland becomes available and make them more competitive in the real estate market, Hovind said. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, October 4th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jack Nally.